President-elect Donald Trump has made a lot of campaign promises, and one of them could have serious ramifications for the approximately 1,500 immigrants who live and work on Vermont's dairy farms. Trump has repeatedly vowed to deport all of the estimated 11 million people living in the United States illegally. And migrant farm workers, some of whom have lived in Vermont for decades, could become targets if he follows through. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been trying to figure out what Trump's election means for farm workers and the agriculture sector that relies on them. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
What's the mood among Vermont's migrant community right now, given the rhetoric that they heard from Donald Trump on the campaign trail?
It's a pretty unnerving moment for them, as you can imagine. The migrant farm workers who reside in Vermont have made lives here. We're not talking about itinerant labor. These are folks with deep roots in communities. Their children go to public schools. And deportation would dislocate and disrupt their lives in profound ways. I talked to a farm worker named Rosie, who's lived in Vermont without authorization since 2018. And here's how she described the situation.
Siento que la comunidad anda con temor. Con miedo, pero también están conscientes de que no es primera vez que ha pasado esto, sino que...
Rosie says her community is scared, fearful, but she says they also understand that this is not the first time this has happened, that many community members that have been here for years working on dairy farms have experienced this threat before. They know it's coming, and she says they're prepared for it. And to be clear, Mary, it's not just farm workers who have a stake in this issue. The dairy industry is incredibly reliant on workers like Rosie to keep their operations afloat. And there's some potentially serious economic consequences to Vermont's agriculture sector broadly if these farm workers aren't able to perform the jobs that they're doing right now.
Pete, Vermont's got a history of trying to protect immigrants who are in the state without authorization from being deported. What are they saying and their allies calling for now?
Yeah, a recent analysis by the Immigration Resource Legal Center found that at least 70% of arrests made by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement over the past decade involved some level of collaboration with another law enforcement entity, such as state and local police. And Leah Ernst at the Vermont chapter of the ACLU says this is a really key point to consider as Vermont contemplates policy under the second Trump administration.
The sort of mass deportation efforts that the Trump administration is threatening can only work at scale with the active participation of state and local governments. And we do not have to make that choice.
The ACLU, as well as groups like Migrant Justice, say one sure way to prevent that participation is by adopting state and local policies that prohibit it. Vermont already has a policy that's designed to prevent collaboration between local police and federal immigration authorities. It's called the Fair and Impartial Policing Policy, and it says local police agencies cannot share information about an individual, such as their address, their physical location, their phone number, their license plate, for example, that would help the feds enforce civil immigration laws. But that policy does allow state and local police to share information about an individual's immigration or citizenship status. And migrant farm workers and their allies say this has created a dangerous loophole that puts otherwise law-abiding Vermonters at risk of deportation.
Are law enforcement officials prepared to make those accommodations?
Not on that specific point. Chris Brickell is the executive director of the Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council. This is the regulatory body that certifies and enforces fair and impartial policing policies. Brickell told me those policies are designed specifically to prevent state and local cops from becoming de facto arms of federal immigration enforcement. And he says he and other council members are invested in that mission. But Brickell says federal law explicitly prohibits states from prohibiting local cops from sharing information about a person's immigration status with the federal government. And he says the council cannot allow for the adoption of policies that run in conflict with federal law.
In short, it's because we can't violate federal law. And federal law statutes exist, and while some folks may not agree with them, they are the law of the land, and we're required to follow federal law. So We can't do something that puts us in direct contradiction of federal law.
Migrant Justice and the ACLU say this federal law against information sharing is unconstitutional. We'll no doubt see that legal question play out under Trump's second term. But in the meantime, those organizations want local police agencies to be able to adopt these stricter policies no matter what federal law says.
Finally, Pete, what's Governor Phil Scott had to say about the situation?
The governor says he's skeptical that Trump's grand deportation promises will come to pass. He says he thinks it was a lot of campaign bluster designed to energize the base, and he says he doesn't think it's a logistically feasible thing to pull off. For that reason, Scott says he doesn't think Vermont needs to take any preemptive actions right now, but he says he'll be monitoring the situation. He says farm workers and other immigrants living in Vermont without authorization are important contributing members of our communities, and he says he'll be ready to act if we see movement at the federal level that suggests they're at risk of deportation.
We proved before that we would take whatever action we needed to protect Vermonters and some of those folks who are here that we need to have as part of our communities.
I reached out to U.S. Customs and Border Protection to see what we might see in Vermont as far as changes in immigration enforcement policy go. They referred me to Trump's transition team for comment, which did not respond to an interview request. The bottom line is we have no idea what's coming or not coming. But there are a lot of people who are going to be monitoring this situation at the state and local level, and they're going to be quite vigilant as we see the Trump administration and its policies take shape next year.
That's Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
And you can check out all our post-election news and analysis at vermontpublic.org.